This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. It's the 8th day of February. And I want to remind you, if you can't get in front of a TV, we got basketball for you, college and pros, Kansas at Kansas State. And pregame is at 1:45, tip at 2. And then Hawks at Washington tonight. Pregame is at 6:30, tip at 7:30. Of course, we have the Super Bowl for you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Everything gets going at 2 p.m. Kick us at 6:30. And moving forward a couple days into next week, we're going to have Hawks at Orlando, 7 o'clock tip, and Alabama at Texas. Now, take a second and think about this. This is an SEC conference matchup.
Yep.
You got to remember that.
Yep, man.
Alabama at Texas. So
that's big.
Anyway, let's welcome our guest on here. He had one just a few weeks ago. We don't normally have him this close back-to-back, but it's time for Gil DeCrow. He's going to talk about his hometown team. They're in the big game tomorrow, and it's always a pleasure to hear from Mr. Gil Tyree. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? And Greg, you know I'm going to keep it real short. You know me. I don't want to get I don't want to get diarrhea of the mouth.
I didn't say nothing, did I?
Nothing, man.
I didn't say a word.
We're glad to get you this morning.
I didn't even say a memo.
You don't have to say a word. I irritate you sometimes.
No, you don't.
That's okay.
No. It is never. Let's be straight here. Let's do this publicly. As long as you're gonna put our business out there, it is not an irritation.
No, because you're right. Sometimes I go on and on and on and on, and I need to pare it down. And no, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's all love, man.
It is all love with you.
You guys. I love you to pieces.
See, he's doing it now. It is not an irritation. We are so happy to talk to you. We have so many things we want to ask you, and we hang up.
Okay.
Sam and I look at each other. We didn't get a chance to ask him that. We didn't get a chance to ask him
and
that.
You still got your peeps here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That still want to enjoy hearing from you.
Absolutely.
Right?
I know that. I miss my peeps down there, and I miss y'all. You know how I feel about you, and I can't thank you enough for. Sam and Greg for just helping me, you know, stay relevant, and I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
So let me ask you this. We know what team you're going to go for, but I want to get into your broadcasting days and ask you, because I don't know personally, Sam might know this, how many Super Bowls did you physically cover, go to that particular city, and is that something that you miss?
I don't miss going to the cities for the Super Bowl. I've been to three. Okay, and Greg, I just the hoopla, it's great in the beginning. In fact, the most enjoyable one was the one that was Super Bowl 30 out in Tempe, Arizona at Sun Devil Stadium. That's the one where Diana Ross flew in on a helicopter and did the halftime show.
Okay.
And did a wonderful job and had a chance to cover the one down in Tampa. When the Cardinals played Pittsburgh, so I mean they're few, and it's a great thing in the beginning, but the days of Radio Row and doing interviews, man on the street, and you and Sam know that very well. When you're asking people ad nauseum all the questions, that gets old. So for me to be able to sit back and watch this and analyze it is a joy, and I thank God for that.
Yeah. Spending time on the waveforit.com hotline. He's in Philadelphia. Gil Tyree, always great to catch up with him. He is social. You can find him at GT6135. GT6135.
Right.
Gil, we saw this matchup a couple of years ago. But the rosters have changed, especially in Philadelphia. You see that being an advantage for the Eagles, and the Eagles can pull through and win it this time?
Sam, I do, Sam, and I think you hit the nail right on the head. The difference in the roster. You add better players defensively, athletically younger. And, of course, a lot of those are the Georgia gang, what we call here the Philly Dogs, Nolan Smith, and, of course, Jalen Carter, and just, you know, they're going to miss N'Kobe Dean today, but I think they still have enough. And, of course, the big fella, Mr. Davis, Jordan Davis, is going to play a big role today. But all of that being said, the one player that I think stands out in terms of them needing him to lead them to victory is Saquon Barkley. And I think all of that, plus you have additions to the coaching staff. But keep in mind, 2 years ago, Vic Fangio was a consultant for Jonathan Gannon. And he's now calling the shots right now from the defensive coordinator standpoint. And I think that'll come into play now. And trust me when I say this, that 0-8 record for Fangio against the Chiefs is a misnomer. And just throw that out at the window. Throw that out and throw everything out in terms of that. Just get rid of it. When you and I and Greg talked early in the year, I said, after you guys had beaten the Eagles, and the Eagles had struggled against Green Bay in the season opener, and then lost right after they played the Falcons, they lost to the Bucks. That was a 1-2 start, and I said this season was headed for a disaster. But what they've done is they've done a nice job in correcting it. Vic Fangio has been able to get the guys who he's been able to utilize in that scheme, two of which have been, of course, Nolan Smith, and the ability and a rejuvenated Jordan Davis. And these guys have really come around and played. And then you're getting guys like Mitchell, the kid from Iowa, has played well. And they have all blended together to give, plus Bond and the linebacker position, they have come and they've really responded for Coach Fangio. And this team seems to be on the cusp of doing something special tomorrow night.
Gil, you know, last week we have a guy who comes on regularly. His name is Terrell Thomas, and he talks NBA with us, and he's from Philly. And we talked to him last week about the game and the NBA and Sixers a little bit, and obviously he gave his pick on the game. But I asked him who was the most, in his mind, and now he's younger than all of us, and I said, who's the most beloved Philadelphia professional athlete there? And we went through a couple names, and we all landed on Allen Iverson, probably the most beloved. Talked to our own Mike Conti, who's from Pennsylvania. He brought up a name I hadn't thought about, but I could see how he would be, was Bobby Clark. What is it like right now, regardless of what happens tomorrow, where Saquon Barkley is in this, you know, you put whatever list together right now, but in the short amount of time he's been there in that city.
He hadn't been there long.
I realize that. But it seems like from everything I can see and hear that's coming out of that city, and the fact that they snatched him from New York, which is what is really the cherry on top, how is he looked upon in that city, just as far as just a citizen right now and being there?
Greg, he's getting to that rarefied air that you talked about and you so eloquently talked about, the Mount Rushmore guys, whether it's Allen Iverson, whether it's Bobby Clark, whether it's Will Chamberlain, whether it's Brian Dawkins, whether it's Richie Allen, Dick Allen, who just went into the Hall of Fame. You know, there's so many guys, Chuck Bednarik. This city has a way of embracing someone who embraces it. And you talked about Saquon Barkley and his love affair. I mean, even though he grew up outside of Philadelphia, you know, playing at Penn State helped him in terms of his resume, and everybody knew who he was when he was drafted by the Giants and what he had created in terms of his legacy. And he has really, really taken this city by storm. He and his family and everything that he espouses to be and continues, and his script is still being written. And he's going to go down in the pantheons of great Philadelphia athletes when this is all said and done. And what a way to cap it off. You know, his birthday's tomorrow. He has a chance to set a record. In fact, set the record that's still owned by Terrell Davis, and we know how much Terrell is beloved in the state of Georgia and what he's done. But this is a kid who has done things the right way. Not an ounce of trouble. Comes always with his lunch pail. And you know in the city of Philadelphia, Greg, and Sam both, this city loves people who want to work, who have a high work ethic IQ, who want to be able to go 9 to 5 and then some and give this city all they have, whether it's leaving it out on a football field, whether it's leaving it out on a basketball floor, hockey arena, you name it, baseball diamond, you name it. Bryce Harper is in that conversation as well. They embrace you. They love you. And you will be beloved for life. And he's heading in that direction. He's not there yet. But, you know, he's going to have a Canton career, and this Canton career is going to have Eagle Green all over it.
Yep. Now, you say that. Let me ask you about somebody else who's on the other sideline, who's been on your sideline, Andy Reid. How do people still view him there in Philadelphia? He's the enemy and the rival tomorrow. But how do people still view him there?
Sam, you know how I feel about Coach Reid. I love him. And Sam, you know, he and I go way back to when he was an assistant at NAU, Northern Arizona University. And, you know, his wife, Tammy, grew up in Phoenix. I have a strong, strong feeling for Big Red. And there's nothing Big Red could not do that I would disagree with or not like at all. He is still beloved here by a few, not many. But I think he's more beloved for what he did for the Eagles and created the culture that put them in a position where they're going to play for Super Bowls. You remember when Jeffrey Lurie bought this team back in the late 90s, and Ray Rhodes was let go. Ray Rhodes was let go, and in came Andy Reid. Andy Reid had a 14-year career, and during that 14-year career, the Eagles were relevant. They were playing for NFC championships. They were involved in a Super Bowl against New England. But still, he put the Eagles on the map, and he will be not only the greatest coach if he's able to three-peat. He's Hall of Fame coach, you know, for Kansas City. But his journey came right through Philadelphia. And I'm going to tell you something. I love the guy. I just love everything about him. He's always been good to me, and I wish him good luck tomorrow. I just don't wish him to get hoisted the party trophy, I wish him good luck.
You know what's crazy about this? Philadelphia has had two coaches that have gone on to win Super Bowls in other cities. I think of Dick Vermeil.
Yeah.
Right? Who went to a Super Bowl.
Absolutely, Greg. Absolutely.
And yet didn't get the chip until he went to St. Louis. And you know, you wonder what – and there was such a big span, though, between his coaching, because he was the original burnout coach. Right? Because he spent all that time.
And remember, Greg, too, the first Super Bowl Dick Vermeil coached in as a head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles was where they're going to play that game tomorrow in New Orleans. We were thrashed by the Raiders in the Superdome.
Yep, and the big Marcus Allen run. We remember that.
Oh, yeah, breaking through. Yeah.
So well. Gil, we appreciate you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, guys talking about the 76ers, you didn't talk about that fight with Oubre and Embiid last night, did you?
Well, no, we didn't, and I also didn't talk about how y'all got handled by Detroit either. I don't know what happened. Listen, we could do a whole
absolutely.
Show on
it. And Greg will get handled tomorrow in Milwaukee on the final game of Hubie Brown. And you know how Hubie Brown, how we feel about him in Georgia. What a wonderful career. And what he's another resource, Sam and Greg, someone that I've always had a respect for. And I wish him much success in his retirement. 91 and still doing it, still getting it done.
We got three
but
guys.
The Sixers will get thrashed tomorrow in Milwaukee. You know, it's a problem. It's a ship that's going rudderless, and you and I'll talk. We'll talk about that down the road. But what a disaster here for basketball!
Yeah, a
disaster.
We'll get them sometime in the spring. We get start talking about the Phillies, and then we'll be sure to throw that Sixers conversation in.
most definitely.
All right, man.
Most
listen, definitely. Enjoy the game. Thank you as always. Okay. And I'll never want you to feel like I get irritated with you.
No,
all right,
man.
No.
Listen, Greg. You know I have a man crush on you. You know that, right?
Now you better watch it.
And
the wife is listening. No. Now you're going too far.
I don't, but But you know how I feel. But I thank you for keeping me straight, because you're right. I do get long-winded sometimes.
Man, we love you, Gil.
We enjoy you, Gil. We appreciate it. We love you, man.
Okay.
Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Yeah.
All right.
I've been fussing with some folks. Between him and Tim Scarborough, I've been getting – I need a corner man.
You're getting it today, man. Cut me, Mick.
Three all-time greats, as he was talking about Hubie Brown, exiting stage left at the end of their seasons here. Hubie's probably going to call it quits this year. We got the announcement this past week about Terry Bradshaw. He's going to be out.
Returning today.
He'll be back for this.
Returning today is Dick Vitale.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
And Dickie V.
Yeah.
So those three. 91. Phew. God bless him.
And still passing along the knowledge.
Yes.
To watch a game with Hubie Brown is to learn. You know,
that's the professor. He should have been given the name the professor.
Man, because he passes along the knowledge.
We got to shut up here. We're going to talk about a special night last night that took place around the world, thanks to Tim Tebow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.